Welcome to the show. Great to have you on board, brother.
Aloha, Dave. Mahalo for having me, man.
You're super, super welcome. And let's start with folks are familiar with your stuff. Derek plays it. And where else have people heard it on HPR? I know you've played our Atherton before, right?
Yes, I did. I think I did a double bill with Stephen Inglis a number of years ago. That was really fun. We had a great time. But I know, yeah, Derek has been playing my music. He's such a great supporter. He's been playing my stuff since the beginning. And I think I put my first Slack Key record out in 1999, I think.
And again, you're on with a new release now. It's called More Guitar Stories. So you described it to me as a multicultural journey of sorts, with slack key being the common denominator. Share with folks a little bit more about what you're implying there.
Well, in 2015, I put out a record called Guitar Stories. So all my records, I think this is my 10th record now, but they've most of my records, they've all been slack key or sort of contemporary slack key. I sort of have my own take on it, but they've all been pretty much in the slack key genre. But with Guitar Stories in 2015, I decided to sort of use the slack key tunings and some of the slack key embellishments and techniques, but use that in the context of other musical styles. You know, like on Guitar Stories in 2015, I had tracks that were Middle Eastern, West African sounding, you know, stylistically. So More Guitar Stories is basically a continuation of that idea, you know, to bring slack key guitar, the tunings, the techniques into these other kind of world, sort of a world fusion of sounds. The last three records that I've done have been all original, and my slack key records prior to that are usually mostly original tracks, but you know, I often cover some great, you know, standards on those records.
And some of your favorites, Jim, in terms of the cats that most inspired you?
Well, you know, I wasn't born in Hawaii, but I came to the little town of Hana, Maui in 1985, and I ended up staying in Hana for a long time. And the folks that I stayed with when I first came, they had a lot of slack key records. And of course, they had the Gabby Paikinui, the Panini series, you know, the Gabby Paikinui records. And when I first heard that, it was like, you know, this music just sounds exactly like what I'm seeing in Hana, the place. It feels like it's, you know, coming out of the earth. So, you know, Gabby, of course, was the first influence, and the other records they had too were Ray Kane and Sonny Chillingworth, and you know, the real legends of slack key and the records that were done in the 70s probably.
Nice foundation. And so in addition to the More Guitar Stories, you also are involved in this Aloha Radio Hawaii project, which is a tribute to the golden age of Hawaiian music, recorded live in the studio by Grammy-winning engineer Dave Way, featuring steel guitarist Ken Emerson.
Well, it's a really interesting project. My friend Dave Way, who I've known for a while, a fantastic engineer, he called me. I was on the road last year, and he called me and told me about this project, a Chinese label that does really beautiful work, a lot of international records, and they wanted to do a Hawaiian record. And Dave settled on the idea of this tribute to sort of the golden age, as we call it, of Hawaiian music, 20s, 30s, and 40s. Some of it is kind of jazzy. You've got some beautiful acoustic steel guitar. And he talked to me about it, and I said, well, you've got to bring in Ken Emerson, because Ken is the master of, you know, the old style acoustic national guitar, steel guitar, you know, that lap steel, the acoustic style, Sol Ho'opi'i style, you know. Him and his brother used to back up Mokeali back in the day, and he's such a master at it. So we got Ken on board, and then Dave found some other great musicians to round it out. We had Dean Parks on guitar also. We had somebody playing vibes. We had some percussionists and fabulous vocalist. We did it all the music live in the studio, and used a bunch of vintage microphones, and they also recorded it in what they call Dolby Atmos. So it's like a surround sound. So we did it in Hollywood, A&M, which used to be A&M. It's called Henson now, but it's a fabulous studio that actually where some Hawaiian records were recorded way back in the day.
And with both of these projects in this new world of everything basically digitally available, is this the kind of thing where you expect folks to check it out on their Spotify, or they're going to go to YouTube, or they're going to go get a physical CD?
Yes, everything's available, in all the regular streaming services. It's pretty easy to find. And, you know, if you still like the old CDs, the antiques, which are still great, my car still as a CD player, so I like CDs still.
And no vinyl, huh? A lot of people are doing the vinyl again.
Right, yeah. Well, not on this one. Now, Ken Emerson and I did a record a couple of years ago called Slackers in Paradise, and which Derek Malama has played on his show, and we did put that out on vinyl, and that was a very rootsy record, so it really worked really well on vinyl.
And you're the one of the reasons I asked is you're a longtime guitarist for Weird Al Yankovic, and you've been playing with him since when?
Started playing with Al in the early 80s, if you can believe it. But it has been an amazing career. Last year we did a tour everywhere. Every show was with a full orchestra every night.
And when's that next with the, because I kind of asked, because obviously now with the pandemic, nobody's touring and doing stuff. So that's why I was figuring out when you put the music together for your More Guitar Stories. When's the next gig with Al going to come up? Do you guys have plans for next year or just leaving everything on hold?
Yeah, we'll have to see how it goes. Originally, we were planning on taking 2020 off, and then starting up early next year, but that's not going to happen. But we probably, hopefully, will be starting a world tour at the end of next year, probably in the fall of 2021. That's sort of the plan right now.
Any feedback from him on your new record?
I haven't yet. I sent it to him, and he's got it, and I'm not sure if he's heard it yet. But Al's actually a very big fan of my music, and I know. You know, he used to come visit me when I lived in Hana, and he eventually bought a house in Hana. And so he told me he used to always love to listen to Coconut Head. That was my first CD. They would, when they'd be driving from Kahului to Hana, they'd always listen to Coconut Head on the ride. So he's a fan.
Right on. Well, I guess you got to get him an actual antique there, Jim, and he can put that in his CD deck in his car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Jim Chemo West, and he has got this slack key artist new release, More Guitar Stories. You probably hear his tunes with Derek Malama on Connie Kapila Sunday. But now you've just heard a little bit about his new release and this Aloha Radio project. You can also look and or listen for that involves him on board. And next year, fingers crossed, or at some point in the future, fingers crossed again, we'll see you with Weird Al Yankovic and him getting back into performing and stuff. Hope you had fun today. And I really do appreciate you reaching out to us and being part of the show here on HPR.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's always always fun to talk on HPR. And I remember the first time I was on HPR, I think it was 1999 when I put my first record out. So it's great to be back.
Great to have you on board.
Absolutely. Well, mahalo, my friend.